Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Fallon. Okay, today is the beginning of a new set of shiurim. You know, we've been talked about the shiur, how much it was of shiurim, all about the shiurim, and then about the heiminim. So now we're going to have the beginning of a series of shiurim. Bez Hashem will start today, and Bez Hashem continue on. But this is a very fundamental halacha, which people don't realize this halacha. And it's going to take a couple of shiurim to figure out how to deal with this halacha. Because we said, you know, we have the shiurim, the 3 ounces, the Reb Chaim Noah, this, 5 ounces in between, four. Besides this. Says the Mishnah. Let's see, Mishnah Zayin. Nachtom sh'osu s'or l'chalik. Chayiv b'chala. In other words, what if you're making dough, but your intent is to divide it up? Like when people say, bake challah, right? So they can make a big dough, but then they're going to divide it. When before they put it in the oven, they're going to divide it into 2 or 3 or 10 or whatever. So the shaila is, does that take away the shear? Say in other words, say you're going to make. Make a big dough, and then you're going to make it into 10. So how are you koveya the shear? Are you koveya the shear based on the original formation of the dough? Or are you koveya the shear on how it's baked? And that's, so a lot of times if you're going to be koveya how it's baked, and you, by then you're dividing it into your different isas, you might not have a shear. You might not even have a shear to make a bracha. And this is very relevant because today everyone is getting together to bake challah somehow. That became a big zach, right? Challah baking. But a lot of times,
the purpose is of making the bracha.
Yeah, and a lot of times we'll see it might be very questionable whether they can make the bracha, even if they have a big challah. And that's what we're going to try to deal with.
To bake a challah for Shalat Manos from different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it says like this. If you're a nachtom, you're a baker, and you're making it to sell, so for shteitzich, you're going to be mechalik, so chay mechala. So even though you're doing it mechalik, right? So what's so special about a nachtum? Why do you say nachtum? Why is a nachtum different than anyone else? So look at the Rambam based on the Yerushalmi, page 2. Nachtom sh'osa isa la sosa s'or l'chalka chayeves b'chala. Shim lo timocher yase pas. Because if he doesn't get customers, so then he'll just make one big pas. So there's a good chance that it's going to, you know, in other words, he has in mind, he makes it one big chala. And then he's going to see whether he has customers or not. If he's no customers, he'll keep it to be one big challah.
He divides it after
He has dough, and he gets orders, right.
And then he'll see.
Now see, if he didn't get any orders, he'll just keep it as is. If he gets 10 orders, he'll... So it's very pending. Shim lo timocha yasepas. Avo, ha'osa isu l'chalka botzeik, petura. But if you're not a nachtom, and you're making... you have in mind that you're going to make dough, and you know, you're inviting a certain amount of guests, you want everyone to have their own challah rolls, you're making for a sheva bracha suffice, everyone should have their own challah roll, so you're making a big dough, and then when you put it in the oven, you're going to have it already divided, so that it's petura, even though you made this big dough. So that is the big shiloh. But my friend Rabbi Yosef Jacob says, to him that is the conundrum of Hilchas Challah.
I know almost every woman I know makes challah. You make the big one to make sure she has a shear and then divide it.
Right. Now, most women never even heard of this halakha.
Yeah, that's
right. But we're going to have limud chus, but you know, we're not going to, we don't want to, but it's still going to be interesting by the time we finish with this whole conundrum. But this halacha, how does this fit in with what Rabbi Alter just said, with the mitzvahs of the world? Yeah. In other words, so maybe we're going to have to make some ukimta. That's only that. But the simple reading of this halacha is that nachtom is different. Because nachtom, than everyone else, is, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying what the maskan is going to be right now, but all I'm saying is that most people never even heard that this is an issue. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why it's important, especially in this generation, from everyone's, you know, the challah baking thing is a big zach, or challah baking for shleima, everything for shleima, the this, the that, you know. It's a big...
Well,
the schusim,
mission
tells us, yeah, so all the schusim, so we have to make sure that we're not making bracha levatalas as we come along with the schusim.
The Leidwa Pashmash and the Rambam, the Leidwa person would keep it as a big dough if, let's say, there's no one, say, no one comes to meal with
that. No, but the regular person knows from the beginning. The Nachtom...
No.
Doesn't know what's going to happen.
Right. Okay.
So that's and the Raiva disagrees. So the Raiva. If you want to see, we can see it in Yerushalmi. Yeah, Nashim Shanoshnu Vanachtum Lasas Lahem Sor. Imein Bishalachas Mehem Kashir Ptur Minachala.
That sounds like.
They're giving the Nachtum to make it for them. And then he's going to give it back.
They
supply the ingredients.
Yeah, since they know.
Yeah.
Right. And each one didn't have a shear, so then...
There's like a rachmini,
Maybe, we'll see. If you look in the Yerushalmi, take a look at the Yerushalmi on page 6. Hada isish alta the Rebbe Mana begin the ana baya the member atzvasi itri mahu. Yeah, look in the Pnei Moshe second line. Shoshani rotzavasos isasi itri usufkinin. In the first the sufkin and tshrikov, who maushay kachem asos v'tei p'tur min achala? Vamalo lamalo. Amalo lamalo. Asuk shalom avu amalei osu shemur tirmodach lasos v'isa. Because maybe it's going to be Issa in the end, a big dough. Well, this case is, you know, Sufkinin. That's a question, you know, we have a raka. Sufkinin to record Mamasha Kachel Lasos with a Ptura. We'll see what that's going to be referring to. But let's look for a second in the Beis Yosef. Let's look in the tour first, the tour. Afilo osa isa gdola, lechalka botzek, ptura. Vani mili inish da alma, aval nachtam osa isa lechalka botzek chayef. So that's the tour. Quotes the din, kipshuto. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right, in other words, the Mishnah says nachtam, and the question is nachtam dafka, nachtam huadin, a relevant Baal Bayis, so Nachton is different. So it's an inference from the Mishnah. Gamzeh b'Mishnah Sham, says the Beis Yosef at the bottom, Nachton shos osor l'chalek chay b'chala. V'kassin b'shalmer Rav Yochanan ha'osa isa al-menas l'chalka b'otzeik potem b'chala. That's the Yerushalmi. Amalei v'atanina Nachton shos osor l'chalek chay b'chala. Lo tivdei Nachton lav b'dayto ha'dover toloi. Shem Yotzi Lukuchos Mukuvia, Klobi Mitsa Misha Kona, Kolke Achad. Whereas if he gets one person who's going to buy the whole thing as is, he's not going to split it up. So therefore, Mo Yichalik, Akasu Harash, Farash, Vagamarash, Piske Chalshlo. Venir Shea Gor, Shem Lo Yutsa Lukuchos, Shem Shakasim Lo Yimtsa Misha Yikne Mehen, Yimenu No Sein, Daito Lafos Kule Lasmo. For Mechain Kosov HaRambam, Mavala Raivit Kosov, Nirali Delo Kaimelon. Rav Yochanan El Kerei Shlokish, the Poligolim, Omer Nachtam Lav Dafka. Right? There's a sheet in Yerushalmi that says that Rei Shlokish says Nachtam Lav Dafka. Misayele Mi'uvda Yerushalmi, also Yerushalmi Shavim Men Rai HaRaivit Kimash Kosov, etc. But the Rambam says, no, it's Dafka. Dafka Nachtam. Yeah, you want to see that Yerushalmi on page 4. One second. Page 4, where the asterisk is. Isha. Ha'osa Isha al-Nas t'chal v'atzik p'tur m'nachala. Amalei ha'tanina Nachtam sh'osa l'chal chayim b'chal. Amalei Nachtam lo b'dayto ha'dover toloi. B'das l'kuchos ha'dover toloi. Shem yimtza l'kuchos l'kuchos v'osa osa Isha. So it's totally in the Lukuchos what's going to happen. So therefore, so since it's totally in the Lukuchos, when he's making the Isa, so it may stay, it is. But when he's making it, he knows he's going to divide it, and then there's no Das Acheres, it's all totally on him. And he knows, she knows, whatever, that we're going to divide into many things, so then maybe not. So that's the and the Ravid disagreed. The Ravid disagrees, and he holds the other way. That even Balabais is the same. Yeah. Rabbi Lavi.
So I'm just trying to figure this. So it's all totally on the hands of the or not the wood totally.
Yeah. In other words, when you make the dough. Are you planning to divide it or not planning to divide it?
But it's just whether or not it's being divided, that's it?
Yeah, because it's going to be divided before you put it in the oven. So then it's considered if it doesn't have, even if it's a very big shear, but you're planning to divide it. So it had a shear, but we don't say, oh, it has a shear, now it's chayv. See, that's what most women think. Once you have the shear, it's there. Now I take the challah, and now I do whatever I want. That's the people who never learned Tuchas Kala. I'm not saying that's not right in the end. We'll see. But they certainly, that's not what they are thinking. They're thinking, you know, Basher Husham. You know, Basher Husham, right now, which are the things. So I have my thing. I have Bashir, 5 pounds, full of Emmaus, 10. Yeah, I divide, I'm good.
The
end
meaning, if today I'm going to make
100 rolls. Right.
I'm going to make 100 rolls. Right? So, like, but each of those
rolls
is going to be, I don't know, a third of a pound.
Right. But you're a
naftom,
is
so
different.
Because
it's totally das acherim. So even though he's planning to split it up, that's only because.
Then it doesn't matter what the shear
is. If you buy a box of matzahs, each matzah is certainly below the shear. They always say
chal genumen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're reading that, there's no reason to.
Well, they're making it, they're anachtom. Right, they're anachtom, so then it's different. Right? Well, vice doesn't make the anachtom thing. Okay, I'm telling you, it's a fascinating topic.
The
Chiyuv
Chal is right when you make it into the dough.
And
we don't say, oh, wait till you're about to cook it and then you see if you split it up or not.
The Chiyuv Chal is when you make it into the Issa, right, maybe even before. There's a question maybe even before, but certainly when you make it into the Issa, there's no Chatchilah's man to be mafresh. But that's only if you're not planning to divide it.
Right, we can say you can
if you're planning to divide it, so it's a way somewhere it's Ke'ilu B'chuluk
done. Why can't you just wait and see? Before you put it in the oven. I mean, it's still an Eastern, so I put it in the oven.
Right.
So before I put it in the oven, I can see what I'm going to do. And I
get
to what if I don't get to it, and then I'll make the call then.
I
think you're going to
cook it
for
the Balabais. For everyone. For everyone, the Chiyuv is going to take when it's a dough. So it's a dough until you make it. So right. When you're going to bake it. Okay, so say I'm a Balabai. So according to you, I'm preparing for this Shalosh Shuris. You're going to have 20 people, so I want 20 rolls. Everyone's going to get their own roll. And I've made a big dough first. And then I divide it. And then I
put... divide it before you put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Of course.
So when you're in the middle of dividing it, you're going to say, oh look, I have my whole list, I have so many lists, I'm having to divide it, and as I make all my rolls, like dough rolls,
right,
then I say, oh look, I'm dividing it, so then I don't have a shear. Or you can say, only 3 people are going to show up, I'm going to have a lot, so now I say, I will have a shear.
And in the end, you divided it.
Well, whatever she'll do, but
it's right, if you divided it,
it's going to be figured out. Before you put it in the oven, you're going to see what to do. So before you put it in the oven, you'll see whether it's going to be mafresh or not be mafresh.
The moment when we should make the decision, the moment when you become chayiv, when you
make the dough.
So
that's the chiddush here. If it's al menas l'chalek, so you want to say, well, let's see whether you did it already. Okay, so say you did do it already. Most cases, the woman does do it.
Yeah,
this is
b'chalek. She makes the chalek. She knows.
Right. So the chiddush is that even though there was a man that was one, you don't say, oh, now with the shaschiv,
afrizai. Why do we have a suffix? Like when we look high, the naftom becomes suffix. So
the naftom, we say that it's... No, because the idea is that you mafrish then. That's the eager's man that you mafrish. That's the chayim. So then if you're planning to be mechalik, so then...
Why is it more of a chiyuv like the second I make it over, 10 minutes after I make it over?
Because the question is, what's your das? It's only a das. So it's a difference
das
between
and
das atzmi and talib das acher.
Okay, but what's the levarer before the... Before
yeah,
the,
but...
The moment of chiyuv, it's only
yeah. Right. I'll see
the
fire.
Okay,
but okay, we'll get to you. No, but Stama, he's going to make a bracha.
So, but But then I was like, well, since he's calling it outside feeder, and then we don't know. It could go this way, it could go that way.
So that's why the das doesn't matter, because his das is not so meaningful.
So let's say it ends up that he has a lot of orders. So he sees how das here and takes off power, right? And
yeah.
Rough, right? Ends up he has a ton of orders, and he's mechalic every isa to like tiny little. So do we say that? Well, you know, if I would have known this then like.
Okay, we'll see. Let's go slow. So, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba gives the clearest presentation on page 13 in the Piskei Chala LaHarashba. There's a very chashuv sefer. So this is what he writes. Shtei Noshim Shosun Isa Kedei L'Chalka V'Isa. There are two women that made a dough. Kedei L'Chalka V'Isa. To split it. They're making a dough together. Like all these women. They make the
in order to have a shear of chalk,
yeah? Yeah, but they're going to mechalik it. In other words, one woman is going to take half home and the other woman is going to take her half.
But together they have a full shear.
They're right now, yeah.
Correct.
Right. Imei mecholecha kishir p'tur menachala. Kevin sha'asa l'chalka, harei hi kemuchulekes. In other words, so it's already divided. You never had a shear. You never had a shear. It's not paragdal. They noshim sha'asu shnei kavim v'nogu v'zeh v'zeh. P'il heim im benechad. P'turim kol me'ein mo'yol hem shum dover. Lo m'shichav lo tzirif. Sal. So that he makes it very clear. There's a Reb Chaim that says a similar idea, you know, it's just a longer piece. You know, you can see whenever you want about this, but let's leave it with the Rashba. So let me show. So there's a shach. I mean, this is again. We're just up to the beginning here. So let's see the shach. Before the shach, let's see the Ramban, page 11. Marie Del Ghazi is the Perish on the Ramban. The Ramban is in the middle here. The Hilchas Chal Ramban. Yerushalmi, Reb Yochanan, Shechina Osa Isa, Amunas Lachalka, Botzik, Ptur Menachala, but even though it was this galgala, it was made in Isa, it was chiyuv, but almanas. In the Sefer Siach Halach, he wants to say that maybe the Ramban had a different pshat other than the Rashba's pshat. He says, "Al Meshut Shevet Halevi," on page 12, "Meduyak B'Divrei HaRamban She'ein Aptur Mishum Shemachshivin Ha'isa Kiyu Kvar Mechukulakas Me'achshav El Kedin She'ein Isa Chayevus Mechala." Why is it Isachai Mechala? Because it's going to become Lechem. It's a sofa, so it's Lechem. The real Mechayim is the Lechem. The real Mechayim is the Lechem. Because that's what the Torah says. Okay, Modim Kol Hashivusa Lefi Sofa. The Kaven, the Mu'edis Licholek, Lefnehe Yosa Lechem, Chosim Hashivusa. Ve'ena chayemes b'chalva. Because the time that it's gonna be lechem means after you bake it. So by the time it's gonna reach that stage of lechem, it's not gonna be kashir. So therefore, it's potter. That's the lumdus that he wants to say. Maybe when it's shut. Okay, whatever way you say it. Whatever way you say it, it comes out to be the same. Shlomo Zalman here has a discussion on page 20 at the bottom. Hinei Yadua. The Rabbeinu Tam Zal, page 20. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita, we'll see later, Sover, the Dover Shabli Loso Kosha. The Rabbeinu Tam Zal has a thick dough, right? I feel him daito levashlo. In other words, the real challah, is you have blilaso ova, and then you do a fia, right? A thick dough, it's not pourable, like when you bake a challah, and you put it into the oven. Where a meitam's shita is, if you had blilaso kosher, even if you're not planning to what? To bake it, you're planning to cook it, or to fry it, it's still chayev b'chala, b'shem d'b'shas gilgul, osi chayev chala. Because at the shas gilgul, it's a thick dough, so it's afilim daito lasos lechem. So v'tomal ze harash, so the rash has a question, you can see it here, but it's easier to read here, it's on the first page, but don't we say Almanas Lechalik is no good? It's not Chayev. So Almanas Lechalik is not Chayev, so how come over here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is Chayev? Which, what's the idea of Manas Lechalik? It means the time that you're going to get to the baking, it's not together. So here, the time you get into baking, you're not even doing the baking. And Rabbeinu Tam, so what's the chiluk between how come Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that when you make a thick batter, even though you're going to cook it, it's going to be chayev. Why is that different than the chalek, that since you're not getting to the finish line of the, you're not chayev? The Talmud Zarash. They had the Osa Isa Kedei L'chalka Botzei K'tur Min HaChala Ha'in Abel Gal Yishish Bashir Chala Shas Gilgul Kedei 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 Kedei. So that's the Rashi's kasha on the Rabbeinu Tam. If you want to see this inside, you can see it inside in the first page here. This Rashi here on page one, you'll see it with this small print. So this is what it is. So Shlomo Zalman wants to give an answer. L'chora ein kushias muvenis. The shari al manas l'chalik v'y achshav kemuchok d'avi v'elohem chibur. Kosh evi arash atzmo. Al manas l'chalik afu v'yishu chibur l'inyan tuma v'yachol havi chibur l'chala. Kach chosav gam harashba. K'en shosho l'chalka arayim kumuchakas. Olam l'dvarim as yishav v'kev edrak al manas l'chalik botzei hu de potter. There's most poskim hold. We'll see that what if you're planning, now this is going to be What if you're planning to what? Now you're going to think this is crazy what I'm going to tell you now. But what if you're planning to divide it after the baking?
No.
Right. Now, so.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we always do that. When are we not going to do that? You mean then we'll never have a. So we'll have to see. How could there be such a shita like that? But so he's saying in the Hanami, there shouldn't be such a shita like that. It's only tolei up to the baking. But once it's baked already, then you can do whatever you want with it. And that shouldn't affect the chiyuv. Right? Because the lechem. So once it hits the stage of lechem and it has a shear, then it has a shear. Well, menas l'chalkei l'achashuk v'ar yeh lechem chayim. Hei chazidah d'mayin d'osi Allah chiyuv chala b'shaz gilgul. Eiza machmas atzmo. Say that if you have Delila Raka, Rila Ova, that you're planning to cook, it's Chayiv. Why isn't that any, that shouldn't be any better than L'chalik. He says, Miu B'dash Rabbeinu Tam Nira Lani is Daiti Lomar Tarki. Chazad Efshu Delaminan Kol Omid L'schalik Kiman Chol Tal V'chay Gavish Sh'o Omid L'schalik Kamo Shehu Lom Chuzha Klal Shemaisa. Chazad Kishu Chosho L'chalik Ba'oda Botzik. But still, So you don't say that a person, afterwards because it's too far remote. That's like the Chasam Sofer, the Chatzitza, right? Famous Chasam Sofer says, because the sheet is that if you're planning to cut your nails, then you have to cut it before the mikvah, whereas it's a Chatzitza. So they asked the Chasam Sofer, so if you're a Satmar lady, and after the wedding you're going to shave your hair, so how do you go to the mikvah beforehand? Your hair is about to be shaved off, so that should be a chatzitza. So the Chasam Sofer says no, but it's only after the cohabitation. So there's something in between, so it's not omid until afterwards. That's the, so Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to make a mashal, the same thing over here. In other words, after the afia, that's not el sheomer le'asos miyad b'li hefsek. Dov rachem hachanam v'omer lechalek lachar afia. Rader abba sober rabbeinu tam k'man mikam mucher miktsas k'shisoto. Kevin v'chay b'chal b'shas gilgul. Chayin ein machshavim klal im daito l'vasha l'afos k'mo she ein machshavim ma she yish b'daito l'chalek. Kevin shu sober d'chovas chalem min ha'isash shiruyo l'lechem. Havinami machmas atzmo v'lo rach m'vei Shaya Lavasov Lechem. In other words, he's saying Rabbeinu Tam has told that as long as that the Chovas Chala is at the Shas of the Batzik. So that's it. See, Chovas Chala Mura Issa Shariel Lechem. That's all you need is an Issa that's Roy Lechem. So you have an Issa that's Roy Lechem. But here, you have in mind to what? To cut it up. So then, Nimsel Fisad Gagan Shemchai Bchala de Tzir Beshoshu Lechem Efshar de Shape Potter Yim Daito Lechalik. Shem the Commander Polik Mehash Vidami came to Mkhus Klal Shemaisach Efshar Gam Lomer. So what is he saying? The Chovetz Chala Mena Yisim Shere Uyil Lechem Havinami Machmas Atzma Lorach Mavisha Yelam Asof Lechem. Nimsal Fizek Yagam Shemchayim Bchala Al Yidin Tziruf Shashu Lechem Efshar the Shaper Potter Im Daito L'Chalik. Kishum the Commander Polling Mehashta Dami came to Lomchus Echval Shumaisach Efshar Gam Lomchus Ovenachein Dami L'Chalik Had Adavka Almanas L'Chalik V'Acheir. Oh, we'll get to that. Okay, that was his question. That was his question. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam has a different gedder. Okay. So there is...
I'm sorry, what is the answer?
Yeah, so his first answer was to say that so it has to be omed. So it says, "Kevin zimchay b'chal b'shas gilgal." In emach mischashvim klal im daito l'vashal ol ofos. K'mo she'im mischashvim k'mashiyish b'daito l'chalik l'acharfia. So the chol v'chal means you need an isa that's roy to be lechem. So if it's roy to be lechem, that's it. But lechalek, it's also roy to be lechem, but then you're not going to have a shear. So it's not only to be a shear that's roy lios lechem. Here it's roy lios lechem. So the irony is, according to Rav Natan, that if you have an isa that's roy to be lechem, even though you're planning to cook it,
lechem,
that's good enough. But if you have something that would become, that's right to be lechem, but it'll never be a shear of lechem, then it'll be pater.
That's
he takes half of the big dough.
Something which is the lechem, the smaller shear, the same thing, is going to be more makey all the time because that comes from lechem l'chlal.
Right. Right. He says that. Now, we're going to see. It's a very difficult thing. In other words, it's counterintuitive. Something that never will become lechem, but it was already become lechem, that is going to be potter. That's going to be chayim. But the thing that will become lechem, but won't never be a shear.
If you think from a chuluk that we know, just say not lechem, like.
Yeah.
That's the word. That's the word to say that. I can say that I have yeast in front of me. So I can say that. This isa is going to be talking from Kishir then. So I do that as this talking from
Kishir, right.
But I can't say that this isa is not going to be left. I mean, if I'm going to do something, change it to or later,
that's
I can't
like
say that that's what it is now.
Right.
It's too much of a...
Because that's like Chasam Sofer's word.
Yeah, that
you don't go based on Manas if there's it has to do with the Maisa.
Right, so you can't say that it's... No, because here you're not changing the method, you're changing the shear. So you can say, I view this,
as
this is what it is, it's just a
right.
But you're changing the whole
machlokes. Of course, based on what I need a maisa to do.
You can't.
Right, so that's like the Chasam Sofer says. The woman, the satmar lady, can go to the mikveh before she's married, even though she's going to shave her head.
You can't say
afterwards, because the maisa.
You can't say
omed le if you still need to do something.
Isn't
it
even better than the Chasam Sofer? Yeah. Here, it's not like the dough is going to become less than the shear. The dough is going to become something else.
Right.
No,
so
therefore,
you have to change
the here. It's not
going to
become something else later on.
Right.
It's
a mice.
It's
a mice.
Yes,
it's a very
dachistic
hillock. We can hear.
Better,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, because the nail is if even the nail is disjoint from the finger. Now it's covering up the rest of the finger.
But what if
you're
a shokhet? You what? You're even shokhet. You need your nails covered. You're not. So then you can't
go to the. Well, she's not going to cut off her nails.
She's not going
to
cut
her nails.
Yeah.
So just make sure they're clean.
Right.
Okay. Now, I just got your feet wet now. But we're still in the conundrum. I leave you without the... I don't want to... So what's the answer to this? Maybe... You know, there's a tzad in me. People are not going to say this, but I'll tell you what. There's the classical answers that are not going to... And what I think, I really shouldn't say this, but I'll say it, and then we can see after we learn the whole sugya of what the Achronim said. But since we don't have time to say what the Achronim say now, so I'll say that maybe the Iker Shir for Challah is really much smaller than we think. And, you know, and therefore maybe, even though we don't usually make a bracha on some very small shir, let alone big mafrish, that maybe there's a limit schus that these things are really, you know, chayev, according to some minimum shir. But that's not the classic parents. We'll start off with the shach that gives a distinction between, are you keeping it for yourself, or are you giving it out? So if you're keeping it, say, I'm keeping it myself, I'm serving Gashal Shuddha, so I'm keeping it myself, so then the Shach is going to say that's not called Amanas L'chalik. Amanas L'chalik means when I'm going to give it out to different people. And that's Amanas L'chalik. Even though I'm not convinced that that's the Pashup Shach, right? But if you want to just see for just a second, because it's going to take much more time, there's a shach that says that must be the answer. That must be the answer. The shach here on page, I didn't even bracket it because I wasn't planning to
Can
do
you
it.
Solve one question before
This is the long shach on page 9. That he wants to say that it's really the small shach. Hey, aval shar adam la anoshim ha'osa l'chalka b'potzik la anoshim harbe shalo yehe ba'achas mehem shir chala p'tura aval leh daito l'chalka b'atzik aval pish daito l'chalka achar afiach ayavis. So the shach makes a kimta into this whole thing. And he says, if I'm planning to keep it in my house or for me, so then I could, so even though I'm Manas Lachalka, even though it's not for me, it's not for my guests, whatever, that's considered for me. So that's not Manas Lachalka. But if I'm giving it to Kleish, you know, we're going to see about Shalach Manas and things like that, Alpha Yudas Lachalka, so that would be Potter. So he says, only L'Anoshim Harbing. So that, to me, is a very big Kiddush. I mean, I don't see that in the Pashup Shad, in the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi, in anything. But that became one of the classical answers to this question. That, but like, what some women do, they make, well, two women get together, and one provides half a shear, and another provides half a shear. Now they have a big shear, and then what? And then they're mafrish, and then they go home, each one takes a... So that even the shach would agree that that's not proper. Because you're not. It's not.
I mean, it's improper for them to make a bracha.
Right. And then maybe even to be mafrish. I mean, you know, maybe it depends what you hold as the shear. But that's what the that's the first thing. And we'll Bez Hashem next week. Bez Hashem will. See what others achronim say, and but this is like a big shaila, because I think this lack of knowledge in Hilchas Challah, I mean, is to cause problems. But we're only beginning now, so we're presenting the problem, this shach solution, and then we'll see where we go from there.
I think the staff still is very well with the back, but they only talked about two women that are being powered and they split it. And in fact, that was not the same. But you never talked about a case where one woman wants to split it up.
For herself.
Right.
I mean, look at the Rambam. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. It does it. It's not mashma that way from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
It's awesome. So I would say if it's awesome, then it should be no chiluk. It's such a basic point that should have been. If it's true, it should have been articulated. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're still getting our feet wet here, so Bez Hashem, we should have a good Yontif of Shavuos and Shabbos. Good Yontif. We should have a Zman Kabbalas HaTorah for the future year with good health for us, our families, called Beis Yisrael, and maybe to continue learning with good health for many years to come.